I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I was taking calls at 888-808-1019. I am off the baseball. I am now watching a tied Monday Night Football matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval, down there in Duval. That's the first NFL stadium I ever saw when the expansion team started in 96. Used to spend summers down there. They're up there too. They're up there too for me as I search for a new NFL team. The Bucs and the Jags, not far flights. Both teams, I think, play on grass. So you don't got to worry about turf monsters and stuff. Injuries from turf, like Malik Nabers suffered. Both are in pretty weak divisions. Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards being a Bucs fan or a Jags fan. Let's get back to talking to these Giants fans, Jets fans. And yeah, here we are, week five coming up fast, or week six coming up fast. Week five ends, and we've got one win between the two. And I think a lot of people thought that the Giants would be able to beat the Saints. And then I think I saw the Giants Nation podcast put out that the Saints are 2-9 in their last 11 games. Guess who the two wins came against? The New York Football Giants. John is in Bergen County with us next. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith. Good to hear you on tonight. You know, I got 2 points. The first is a bit of a hot take. Comparing the Giants and the Jets, I think the Giants are the slightly better team, but it's really not a major difference at this point. I think the Jets end up with the better record just because of their easier schedule. They have a Joe Burrowless Bengals team they have to face. They have the Browns, they have the Saints, and they have the Dolphins at home. So I think they end up winning 3 or 4 games by the end of the year. The Giants' schedule is just brutal. The Giants might be able to beat the Bears. They might be able to beat the Raiders, and that's about it. I don't see them winning either of the Eagles' games. I don't see them beating the Commanders in the division. And then they have the Broncos. They have the Lions. They have a tough schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my first point.
It's the toughest strength of schedule in the NFL. And now you already have a ton of injuries and you have a bunch of rookies playing and there's just no light at the end of the tunnel. We thought there was some with Jackson Dart and how quickly the next week there's some film on him and he kind of shoots himself in the foot, you know, throwing the ball late into coverage, fumbling the ball.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, you know, got to learn fast.
Yeah, it's the NFL, you know, not for long. And unless he learns to, I mean, I love Scadaboo, don't get me wrong, but he is just plowing in headfirst into every, it's crazy.
That's his style.
I mean,
of play.
I hope he doesn't get injured in the next,
right, like,
you know,
he can get concussed.
11, 12 games,
he can
you know
have a
I mean?
Neck injury, he could do
exactly.
something to his shoulder.
Exactly.
And he's like,
I appreciate his energy. I just worry about the kid.
Gotta be smart.
He's playing the NFL like it's college, you know. And then my second point, you know, I was upset enough, you know, when Barkley, if you watched the Hard Knocks last year, you saw they didn't even try to fight for Barkley. They just let him go. And that upset me enough. But then as a Giants fan, you get rid of, you know, you get rid of Dale Jones, and he is literally in the MVP conversation. Yeah. He's at the top
of the
league.
Quarterbacks.
Yes, 4-1. And you're like, what is going on with the coaching situation? You're telling me that this kid goes there and now he's a freaking superstar as well? It just drives you crazy as a Giants fan, Keith. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy to think that he's doing so well over there.
All of this dirt is on them. Thanks for the call, John. Like, all of this is evidence that you got the wrong guys at the helm. Daniel Jones is number one. He's got 1,290 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Like, all across the board, like, he's one of the top rated. I think he is a top rated quarterback when you just go and look at all the quarterback stats. Completion percentage, 71.3. yards per attempt, 8.6. That's up there. 105.1 QB rating. He's ran some touchdowns in. He's only got one loss. They probably win that division. He probably goes to the playoffs. We'll see what happens there. But, like, that's all going to fall back because he only played for one other team. He was drafted by one team, paid by one team. He's going to be talked about. Whenever they talk about the Colts, they're going to talk about the Giants. And he went there and knocked off their, you know, highly drafted quarterback who's a freak of nature athletically and just can't figure it out. So all of this blood is on Shane and Dable. Not only did you move on from good players, those good players have gone elsewhere. They're winning and we're losing. Maybe we could have figured it out with those guys, or maybe somebody else could have figured it out with those guys. It's tough. Chris is in Manhattan. Before we get some Jets calls in, what's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
What's up? Just saying, let's be patient with this guy. Got off to a hot start. We got lucky, you know. Got 2 turnovers. Got to get to, some early scores, and you know, got to feel good about himself catching the W his first time out. We did this to so many quarterbacks in the Giants and New York. Man. I mean, you see these guys, Sam Darnold lighting it up. He got chased out of the Jets. You see Daniel Jones lighting up Indianapolis. He got chased out of New York. I mean, people are just too impatient. The NFL is, these guys are not just instant successes. We have to be mindful of the media giving the false narratives and you know getting these guys on off track because they're under so much pressure here in New York to produce. The Giants are in a situation they're not one player away. They haven't been one player away for years now. The whole organization has been in disarray.
Let me ask you something with Dart. Are you in the camp? Do you believe that it would hurt Dart to fire Dable and that Dable should be here another year to develop Jackson Dart?
I think these guys really have some issues evaluating talent. Their player development has been horrendous. You know, we see players, they let Barkley walk away.
Yeah, they whiffed on draft picks, and their evaluation, how they evaluate players, is terrible. Thanks for the call, Chris. And that's the thing. And the caller before was talking about Hard Knocks and like how they didn't really try with Saquon, which was stupid to me. Because they treated him just like any other running back, but then the year prior, they wouldn't trade him like any other running back because they felt like he was too valuable to the team. Make it make sense. Now, talking about make it make sense, the Jaguars have taken a 21-14 lead. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are inside the 10, about to score. He forces a pass to Juju Smith-Schuster. It's picked off by Devin Lloyd. It's returned 90-plus yards to the house for a touchdown. Pat didn't see him. Now, I said that Duvall would put up a fight. Liam Cohen's got these Jaguars fighting and playing and competing. But if they knock off the Chiefs, nationally televised on Monday Night Football, is all the way up in the Ville. It's crazy. Jets fans, coming to you next. Bobby and Belmore, talk to us. You're on the Fan.
Yeah, before I get to the Yankees, the Yankees quickly.
You can. Yes.
Well, 6 bullpen, terrible moves in the last 3 years. I never saw Mahomes throw a pass like that, as a return like that. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I want to talk about Aaron Glenn. I mean, you were a great quarterback in high school. What would you think about a coach after a loss starting clapping his hands? It's 50 years professional football.
I don't like that at all. I like it's in the NFL. Yeah, like, what are we doing? You clap like that after high school scrimmages where it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was weak. And I think that was just him kind of saving face for all the dancing and gyrating he did when he thought that they might have won the game with that Will McDonald return.
Yeah, that worried me. Yeah, the low expectation it brings into effect. And to top it off, after that, before that clapping, your defense, now this, I don't hear about Wilkes. He was a defensive guy coming from Detroit. This guy, in that game, he gave up not one, this defense gave up not one, but two game-winning drives. I mean, after the punt, you know, a blocked field goal, the defense sucked again. And before, the game before that, the Pittsburgh
No, they're
the
not good, and you would think that they would hang their hat on the defense. For years, it was the Jets' defense. The Jets have a top defense.
Right.
Look at the Jets' defense. They get one of the top defensive coordinators who comes in, and they still have some of that talent. But it's like they every week they've given up 37, 27,
right.
29,
every
30,
every
34.
30. Yeah. And, you know, at least Salah, I don't need to play up to the capability, but this is a lot worse than Salah. I mean, this is even worse than Gates. I can't believe I'm saying this. But, you know, with the penalties and the turnovers and then getting worse every week, this is worse than Gates. I never thought that would be possible.
Me either.
I mean, this guy.
They interviewed everybody under the sun. They interviewed 30 different candidates to find Aaron Glenn as the next head coach. How do you go through that many interviews and end up on a guy that starts 0-5?
And, you know, I just don't feel good. I know it's only five games, you know, but I just thought that clapping, it turned me off a lot. And the low expectations, that just goes. Now, let me get to
this. It's just not going to ever work here. Could you imagine Aaron Boone coming out of the dugout after a loss clapping? They would fry him.
No. The Yankee fans would throw, forget about it. I mean, I was at the game Thursday. They were going nuts. But anyway, now, this is Keith. I mean, look, I know he's a good manager. I don't know if it's Cashman-Boone combination or Cashman or Boone by himself, but this is the sixth time that they've made, and that's the major job duty of a manager, the sixth time that they've blown a bullpen game in the playoffs since 2022. The game against Cleveland in 2022, they should have put in Holmes. They didn't do it. Extended the series another game. Cortez couldn't pitch in the LCS until later in the series. Then the Verlander
they always
game.
Do. The bullpen is a weakness this year. It's been a weakness where they try to cut corners and they always get exposed.
But then the couple of games in the Houston series that year, he didn't put in Holmes. He took out Cole after 89 pitches.
They were pitching Clark Schmidt. They were, again, now I'm going back. Clark Schmidt, a starter, another guy that they just say, have him come out of the bullpen. It's not going to be any different for these guys.
Instead of your best, Holmes was fantastic. And they put in Trevino instead of him, too, one of those games. And, you know, just like the Freed game, when they took him out with 102 pitches. By the way, Detroit did the same with Skubal yesterday. I couldn't believe they took him out after 97 pitches, and he ended up winning the game the following inning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just I just couldn't believe that move.
That triple-digit number, the whole baseball world is fearful of 100 pitches. Anywhere around there, it's warning time.
But it's the red playoffs. They treat this like a regular season.
I can't stand it. If I'm managing a team, all bets are off. It's not the regular season. There is no tomorrow. Urgency to win every single game.
And then, of course, he couldn't screw up in last year because Kansas City and Cleveland were so bad, but they couldn't screw up the bullpen then.
Yeah.
But, of course, in the Dodgers series. And then this year, you know, Weaver has a 9 ERA in September. It's better if you put him in one game, and then you do it again. I mean,
yeah, try and build him up. Try and build his confidence up in the biggest moment of the year.
Playoffs. This is the
it's malpractice. It is infuriating. As I'm sitting there, I'm like, why? You could do anything else. But this, thanks for the call, Bobby, but this is what they choose to do. It's part of the Yankee arrogance. It's part of the Yankee brass. It's part of their Yankee analytics and how they see the game. Even if they think Luke Weaver's tipping his pitches, they are more married to the idea that we got to get him right. We're not going anywhere without Luke Weaver. That's not the spot. Because you did press the right buttons after you took Luis Gil out. You went to Tim Hill, it worked. You went to Camilo Duvall, it worked. Why screw up your own good work? Now, Bobby mentioned something about, you know, last year and dealing with the AL Central. Shout out to Jolly Olive, whole Mets fan. The Mets aren't playing, so now he's got to work for John Boy and cook up some Yankee stats. He put out a tweet. It says, New York Yankees in the postseason since 2015. Against American League Central teams, the Yankees are 19-6. Against non-American League Central teams, the Yankees are 10-24. They haven't beaten a non-American League Central team in a five-game playoff series since 2012 ALDS versus Baltimore. That was a Raul. Remember that? That was riveting. We barely got out of that one alive. That was a young Manny Machado back then. They have lost six straight such series against non-American League Central opponents. Now, they have to win three in a row against Toronto to end that streak. How you guys feeling about that? Justin's in Floral Park with us next. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Keith. How are you, buddy?
Good. Rolling.
I'm going to go rolling with the Bills because that was an embarrassment. I'm not even going to go there. But more embarrassing is the Yankees. Okay, Keith, again, you know how I feel about this manager. Not a fan of his. And he's terrible with the bullpen, something that Joe Girardi was not. And, Keith, I don't trust this guy. You, like you said, why do we have to keep going to Weaver? Okay, here's the thing about relievers. They're good from year to year. They're not going to be the same. Weaver was lights out last year. He's obviously either hurt or maybe he's just not that good. So, I mean, stop messing around. I hope Rondon does well. I also think he screwed up. I would have pitched Rondon in Toronto because Fried is lights out at Yankee Stadium, okay? Fried got bombed in Toronto.
Well, see,
so if he even goes
this, this is what happens
five,
when you have to play the wild pitch. Card series. This is how your pitching is set up.
No,
if you win the division and you skip the wild card round and you're set up at home, then you have Max Fried pitching game one in the division series at home.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about game one. I'm talking about the way they were standing. They could have moved Rondon up to game two and pitch Fried.
They're not going to do that. They're going to go in order of how they started.
What's the point?
So if that's the case, then throw Cam Schlittler tomorrow. I feel more confident in Cam Schlittler than Rodon in an elimination game. We could
paying,
be swept with Rodon
Rondon
on the mound and not get to Cam.
Keith, the bottom line is the Yankees don't think like you and me, okay? They think about the dollars and cents of it. Oh, we're paying, you know, Rondon all this money. He's got a pitch. It's a joke, Keith. They don't care about championships, Keith. And listen, I still think this is going back to Toronto. I really do. Because Toronto's a different team on home than they are on the road. And Yankee Stadium's still going to be rocking. But if they get enough, if they put a four spot on us in the first inning, which could happen with Rondon,
the fans will turn on them.
Exactly. 1,000%.
The fans will be going against.
Let me ask you this one thing, Keith. If we get swept, has Boone still got a job?
Yes.
1,000%. That's the problem with the Yankees.
Yep.
Okay? He should be fired. He's not a good manager. There was a meme out there. If Boone didn't hit the home run out of the 2003 World Series, he'd be the manager of the Savannah Bananas. Okay?
Thanks for the call, Justin. Shout out to the Bananas. Shout out to Jesse. Shout out to Sam. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to DJ Sharky, all the good folks at the Savannah Bananas that showed me love when they came to Yankee Stadium. Boone is safe. He's doing their bidding. And for all of you, again, if they fire Aaron Boone, they're not going to go get Bruce Bochy. They're going to hire another guy, maybe another guy with no experience, like they hired Aaron Boone with no experience, to do what they want him to do. We claro? Like, this comes down from the top. It has to. Because, like, I don't want to think.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think that Aaron Boone is that foolish to make some of these moves without somebody else influencing the decision? Or, like, sometimes it seems like the only way you make this decision is because it was talked about beforehand and agreed upon. And there's a lot of them. We're forgetting them. You know, as Bobby and Belmore just made me think about 2022, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're pitching against the Astros. We got swept. They're trying to make Clark Schmidt Michael King. Remember? As I talk about how the Blue Jays are banged up and the Yankees are actually healthy, we have our full complement of guys. Remember, Michael King wasn't available that year because he had to hurry up and warm up too fast to save the day because Chapman sucked. They were trying to make Clark Schmidt Michael King out of the bullpen. Now, Michael King is able to become a starter after being in the bullpen, but it's not the other way around for a lot of these guys. Even if they say they can do it, the performance shows that they can't. They're creatures of habit. They're routine. They're regimen oriented. They have to do things a certain way for success. Their velocity will be a little bit down. Their location will be a little bit off just because they're coming into a game like Will Warren is coming into a game, a rookie, literally thrown into the deep end. There's no way he was going to be able to survive that. And they let him just bleed out there until, like, the game was so far out of reach. Watching them rally and Belly hit a home run and Judge. And I'm like, bro, this is making me even more mad. Because these are postseason games. You don't manage these postseason games like they're regular season games. And we'll get them tomorrow. It doesn't work like that.
Now, you mentioned this, I think, earlier to me, that we can get on Boone for pitching decisions and the front office for all those decisions. But at one point, the hitters have to actually hit the ball and put the ball in play, and that hasn't happened.
Want me to continue to cook all the Yankees hitters, I was already leaning into that.
And I know you have.
It's obvious.
A lot of the callers are still blaming Boone and blaming everyone else, except for the players on the field.
It's easier to blame Boone because actually hit than these guys actually hit, and I think you heard what I said and thought that I said something else that I didn't. But anyway, it's easier to pick at Aaron Boone's decisions that end up putting the game in flames, up in fire, and just like, we don't have a shot. But if the offense actually was the offense that they were from the regular season, it would give guys like Luke Weaver some breathing room. It would give whomever it might be some breathing room. Fernando Cruz. I said that about Fernando Cruz. I wasn't mad at Fernando Cruz over the weekend. He got asked to put out 3 fires in 5 days. I'm not expecting him to be successful. I'm not expecting him to be successful every single time. He needs a lot of luck. He's got to be Houdini every single time. So, yeah, with no breathing room from the offense, no runs on the board from the offense, the bullpen has to be perfect, and this bullpen is far from perfect. They've been an issue the entire year. So I don't know what the Yankees think. I don't know what the Yankees talk about when they come up with their decisions and their plans to do what they do. I think they just hope for – hope is not a strategy. They hope and hope that they get lucky and, all right, maybe this time we can steal some outs, or this time we can get by with Luke Weaver. He's cooked. And I think it's insane. Like, he had success as a closer. You haven't given him the opportunity to close because you have David Bednar. Even before that, you took the closer role from him because you traded for Devin Williams. Now you want to bring him in as the six-inning setup guy. He hasn't been successful. He throws two pitches. He's batting practice, or he's walking guys. He can't locate. And I'm not expecting these umpires to help us out. So here we are. Now the Yankees have to be perfect for three games. Now the Yankees have no room for error. Now the offense has to wake up. Trent Grisham, Ben Rice, Giancarlo Stanton, Jazz Chisholm. I'll leave Judge out. I'll leave Volpe out. I'll even leave Ryan McMahon out, because even in his little bit of time, as terrible as he has looked at the plate in the regular season, he's turned it on for the postseason. He's got some knocks. He's got on base. Austin Wells has to catch every single game, because you've put us in a predicament where we only have one catcher, and Ben Rice is not really a catcher. So here we are. Let's see. Can they be perfect for three games? Can they be better than the Toronto Blue Jays for three straight games with their season on the line? I doubt it. I hate to say it to you. I doubt it, but we'll take it one by one. Every pitch, out, inning, game by game. But right now, joining us is Jets beat writer and columnist for the New York Daily News, Mr. Antoine Staley, covering your New York Jets. Antoine, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm watching this game. They're putting up a little bit of a fight down there in Jacksonville, as I thought they would. They're 3-1. They're a little better this year, but I expect the Chiefs to win. What I don't ever expect is the Jets to win. I haven't picked them to win once this year. I don't know when that first win is going to come. I think they'll get it. But where I'm at with the Jets is just like, damn,
yeah.
How did we end up here? How do I feel like this franchise has regressed even more? How do I look at Aaron Glenn and say everything that I thought about what he was talking about, I don't believe anymore? And here's where I'll go back. I saw David Saleh, Rob Saleh's brother, came out and said, last year the Jets were 2-3, playing for first place in their division when Woody Johnson declared the best roster in franchise history needed a spark. Since then, the Jets defense has gone from first to worst, donning a 3-14 record. So even the Saleh family is, having some fun at the Jets' expense. What's going on, man? Like, how is this so bad? And like, we thought that they were making some changes for the better, and it's just the same old Jets.
Well, I'll say this too. I'll preface it like this. I think that it was always going to be a transitional year. Anytime you get a new regime in there, you had a new general manager and Darren Mooji, also a new head coach in Aaron Glenn, and also a new quarterback in Justin Fields who replaced Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be a bit of a transition. So, but I don't think anybody expected it to look this poorly, at this point of the season. Yeah, I actually picked on probably to win six games this year. I thought they would probably start 0-5 just because they have a tough schedule. I mean, you play three playoff teams right off the bat from last year, and then, the Dolphins divisional game there, and also the Cowboys, who, as you know, being a fan, like, they have a prolific offense, and I think Dak is playing at an
MVP
level.
I'm out on the Dallas Cowboys, Twan. I don't know if you got the memo. I'm no longer a Dallas Cowboys fan.
My bad.
I grew up a Dallas fan, but I'm grown now.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But the fact of the matter is, I think the Jets had a tough schedule at the boot. But it's just the fact that they just had they have not looked good in any of the games they've been in outside of the Pittsburgh game. Even the Tampa game, I feel like that, it took a miraculous comeback just for them to even get back into that game. So yeah, it's definitely not a good start there, but you would hope that it was a better look for Aaron Glenn so far. But right now, it's going to be hard pressed to figure out where that win comes from. Maybe it gets Carolina in a couple of weeks, but outside of that, you know, this looks like a very poorly franchise right now.
Yeah, and I mean, for years they could hang their hat on this defense, right? It was always the Jets' defense is playoff ready. The Jets' defense is ready. Just got to get a quarterback for that offense. Then you add Aaron Glenn, who played defense for the Jets, who was a defensive coordinator. You expect this Jets' defense to show up, but they give up 30 points a game. And anybody can have their way against them. What's going on? I know they have some injuries on defense, but, like, I don't know. I point to the secondary. I think that secondary gets fried. They get cooked. They can't tackle. They can't cover. And then that makes it a long day for all, you know, all from the linebackers to the guys up front. It's a long day for all of them.
Yeah, I don't think all three levels of the Jets defense are as good as what they were last year, like, for a variety of reasons. Like, you look at the front four, like, they can't generate a pass rush. I mean, they blitz. Like, if you look at next gen stats, I think the Jets are 10th in pressure rate, but, you know, as far as blitz rate, I should say, but as far as pressure rate, you know, consistently, they're like 27th or 28th in the league. So they're blitzing regularly, but they're not able to get to the quarterback. And a lot of that has to do with Quentin Williams is getting double teamed regularly. I think he's been the best player, but it's hard to showcase that when you're getting double and triple teamed there. And Will McDonald hasn't necessarily played well. Jermaine Johnson has been out, you know, again, not necessarily making excuses, but that's kind of what it is. And Damian Sherwood has not played well. And then you talked about the secondary. You know, I know they gave Sauce Gardner that contract extension. He hasn't necessarily played well. And then outside of him, Brandon Stevens has really struggled. So, yeah, I mean, it has been a tough sledding for them defensively. You thought returning 8 starters on a unit that finished in the top 5 the last 3 years, like, they would be able to hang their hat on that. But it's been one of the reasons why they're 0-5 right now.
Crazy to see the Dallas Cowboys without Tyler Guyton, Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker, all guys that they use high draft picks on, Cooper Beebe. Like, they were without – they had a whole new offensive line.
Four starters.
How do you not wreak havoc on those guys?
Well, even then, like, you look at the Tampa game 2 weeks ago. Tampa had a very similar situation. Tampa was out 3 starters, and the 2 starters that they did have, they were out of position. And they only sat Baker Mayfield 1 time.
Yeah.
Very similar situation with the Cowboys. Like, the only reason they got a sack on Dak was because he gave up. He was trying to have the clock move. Like, he didn't, you know, he wanted the clock to continue to run, like, in the fourth quarter. So that's the only reason they had a sack. They do not have a turnover whatsoever. They are the first team in NFL history through 5 games that have started 0-5 and have not registered a turnover in those 5 games. It's just abysmal football for a lot of different levels. Heck, you know, you look at the Jets fans, like, they showed up to MetLife Stadium yesterday. A lot of them left at halftime because, you know, they were getting beat 30-3. So, yeah, it's a lot of,
but
you know,
it was close. Like,
the first quarter
was 3-3. But then I guess at half, when it's 23-3, I guess you beat the traffic. But I was thinking that they could play with them because I saw Caleb Williams. I saw Russell Wilson. I saw Jordan Love carve up the Dallas secondary. And I'm thinking, all right, Garrett Wilson could get busy. Josh Reynolds, whomever is running routes. And it still wasn't that fruitful. Like, it wasn't that plentiful. It wasn't that – they didn't. You know, Justin Fields, a lot of people are going out there and putting his numbers out there that, like, he doesn't have any interceptions. But I'm like, when I watch him
– To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Play, when I watch this offense, it's not there for me.
Okay, like the quarterbacks that you mentioned that came back against the Cowboys, those are very good quarterbacks. It remains to be seen if Justin Fields is that way. And then, yeah, a lot of people are putting out stats, and they're, I think his stats are very hollow. A lot of those stats came that he generated yesterday came in garbage time.
Right.
When they were already down. Like they were getting their head beat in, and then still like he threw a lot of passes there. The Jets do not want Justin Fields throwing 40 passes a game. Like this is not how they're constructed. Like they want to have their offense run through the run game, very similar to what the Eagles are trying to do. But it is just he's not good. Like, I don't think anybody has been particularly really good for the Jets this year, to be honest with you, outside of maybe Garrett Wilson and, you know, their offensive line until yesterday. But, you know, when you got Dak Prescott like that, when you have four starters out of their offensive line, you got to take advantage of that. And they just haven't been able to do that, you know, whether it be against Dak Prescott or Baker Mayfield or anybody since Aaron Rodgers week one. They had four sacks that week in week one. They've only had three since. So, again, like, it's been a lot of problems with that defense and, you know, just generating pass rushing, you know, getting, you know, trying to create havoc on the opposing quarterbacks.
Well, here we are with another London game. It was last year, right, when they went overseas, and then afterwards they fired Rob Saleh. So I know Woody does a lot over there, but you also got to face Sean Payton and the Broncos after they beat the Eagles. And just 2 years ago, there was some beef between Nathaniel Hackett, the Broncos, Peyton. I forget what Rodgers had said, some back and forth.
Saleh.
So I expect Sean Payton and the Broncos to show no mercy on the Jets in the United Kingdom.
No, I don't either. I mean, you know, I think the Broncos have a really great, tremendous defense, and it's going to be hard for the Jets, I think, to move the football there, especially considering what they were able to do to the Eagles. And, you know, the Jets want to, they aspire to be what the Eagles currently are. Obviously, you know, winning the Super Bowl, but also just the way that their offense is constructed with Jalen Hurts and everything like that in the running game. Well, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough sledding for them. I think ultimately the only way to win this game against a team like a bully like the Broncos, you got to create turnovers. And, you know, Bo Nix there, maybe in the running game there too as well. But, you know, they haven't been able to prove that all year. So it remains to be seen if the Jets are going to be able to pull out another victory against a quality team that looks like they could contend for the AFC West title.
Yeah, we're on the phone right now with Antoine Staley from the New York Daily News covering the Jets. It sucks. Like, I have friends that are Jets fans, and like some of them are thinking about like I quit the Cowboys, I hung it up. So some of my friends that are Jets fans, they're like, bro, you think if you could get rid of that with especially this week with the Cowboys playing the Jets, like, I can get rid of my Jets fandom. I'm like, nah, you were born into it, you inherited it, it was passed down. I'm like, it's easier for me to shake this Cowboys thing because nobody made me a Dallas fan. I was never like, I could easily shake them off, but I feel like Jets fans have already shifted to the trade deadline and the draft. Like, we are a week into
NBA.
And also the Knicks. The Knicks got the whole city on them. Like, the Knicks got to carry the whole city. But, yeah, where are you at with that? I know the Jets regime can't be thinking about that, but we're already thinking about a month from now trade deadline. And if this thing really does go all the way south, who are they going to draft? And there's people even calling the fan today talking about Aaron Glenn being one and done. I really don't think that they're going to do that. I really don't think they're going to fire him.
I don't think so either. I think it would take maybe them going 0-17 for maybe that to be in consideration. But, you know, they gave him a 5-year contract, guaranteed contract. So and obviously he's one of their own. I think part of, them hiring Aaron Glenn is because he cares about the Jets probably more than anybody else they interview for that job. He wants to turn this thing around just because, like, he's seen it from, all the way down to the studs and to, as great as he can be since Joe Namath, obviously, 1998 AFC Championship, barely loses to the Broncos and things of that nature, too. So, yeah, I think, it's going to take some time. But, yeah, I'm also on that bandwagon where, like, I wrote an article before the Dolphins-Jets game where, talking about the quarterbacks that are going to be available and what's my ranking. So, yeah, I think we're kind of already there. I know the Jets players don't necessarily want to hear that. And, I think going to London would be good for them. But the fact of the matter is, Justin Fields, I don't think he's necessarily the problem, but I also don't think he's the solution either. And right now, the Jets will be picking number one overall. So if you're going to be picking number one overall, you can get any quarterback you want to. And I think the Jets have to really consider, taking the best available player and also the best available quarterback, which to me would be Dante Moore from Oregon. But, we're far removed for that. We'll see how it goes down. But, yeah, they definitely have to draft the quarterback because we're talking about a franchise that has not had a franchise quarterback since either one of us.
Since Mark Sanchez.
You know what? I'm not in touch of that. I'm not touch of that at all.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm going to let you go. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. Like, keep me easy.
That's Antoine Staley covering the Jets for the New York Daily News. He's a real one. Always fun having conversations with him. Yeah, when we come back, we'll unpack the Mark Sanchez story. And look around. I'm joking. Paulie just turned to me could we not? No, we don't have to. I spoke on it yesterday. Honestly, I just saw they have the footage of him like stumbling, bleeding. I'm like, what goes on? My little quip, my little joke around it was he butt fumbled the bag. Like, what are you doing, bro? You are out there on assignment. Fox flew you out there and put you in the hotel room. What are you doing? Literally, what drugs are you doing to end up in that type of situation? And now you'll never work for Fox again. And I don't even know what you can do. You can start up the Mark Sanchez podcast, but who's going to sponsor that? Like, this is a stain that is forever worse than the butt fumble. Butt fumbled the bag and your career. Hopefully you got enough money saved up. Mark Sanchez is like a year older than me. He's got to work. Okay, here we go, Devils fans. Woo! As we get ready to go back to rocking the rock. At goalie, number 25, Jacob Markstrom. Marky. I'm just kidding. I'm not about to run through the Devils roster. Paul was here for it. He's like, go on. Continue. Backing him up. Jake Allen. No, I am actually looking at this. Oh, man. I can't wait to go watch hockey. Like, this will be my fourth season now being a hockey fan. I was just at the Devils Arena for the food tasting. Everything was great. Some healthier options, but I don't go to sporting events looking for healthier options. I have enough healthy options in my house. There's really only healthy options in my house. I like going there. One, it's a 20-minute ride from my apartment, Hoboken to Newark. Two, man, I'm just hoping the Devils are good. I'm hoping they can stay healthy and make a run this year. Because just a couple years back when we beat the Rangers, I was like, I was on paternity leave. I regret not being here on the fan. I should have broke up my paternity leave. I should have figured something out there so I could have came here and hosted those shows. But yeah, ready for Dougie Hamilton, Luke Hughes, obviously, Jack Hughes, Jesper Bratt and the Brat Pack. Shout out to the Brat Pack, the Brat Man. get back to doing what we doing there. Nico Hischier, you know, the usual suspects, Timo Meier, Dawson Mercer, Andre Palat, Stefan Nason. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty like pretty much the same team as last year. Brett Pesce, Simon Nemec. It's pretty much the same guys as last year, but got to keep them healthy and build off of last year and make a push back to the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, another thing is like, you know, as a kid growing up, I used to just roll with the seasons. Football season, football team lose, you go on to now it's officially time for baseball, and you count down the days till pitchers and catchers, and you start the baseball season. Same thing with basketball. And, like, I've definitely changed as far as being so much of a fan and what I watch. I didn't watch hockey growing up. When I was really young, you know, and the Devils won and the Rangers won, I felt like everybody was one of a Devils or Rangers fan. And I remember having Devils merch and Rangers merch, but never really declaring one way. Now I'm declared. Baseball, always been a Yankee fan, but basketball, I was a Bulls fan. I think everybody was in the early 90s. Like, if you start watching basketball and Michael Jordan is out there and the Bulls are winning, it was trendy. It was cool. And then, you know, Jordan retired and came back and played baseball and went to the Wizards, and I wasn't sticking around for that. So I became a Brooklyn Nets fan. No, I became a New Jersey Nets fan. I'm from New Jersey. They happen to be in Brooklyn. And I'm hearing a lot of people thinking that the Brooklyn Nets automatically are going to suck this year. Why are we just reserved to be terrible? They've got a couple players. And they have young players that are another year older and experienced. And a second-year head coach. So I see people counting the Nets as like a 15-20 win team. Mm-mm, take the over. I don't even know what the over is, but take the over. We'll see how they come together and play. But they're not going to be complete bums. They're not going to be the worst team in the league. And yeah. Hockey's coming around. Islanders, Rangers. Let's see. We got three hockey teams. One of them's got to be good, right? One of them's got to make a run. Or all three. Why not all three? Hopefully the... Oh, they got Trevor Lawrence picking his nose fully on screen. They don't have to do that. See, if you guys see me picking my nose on the YouTube... Like, that's a straight live stream of me on YouTube. There are no breaks here. I can't avoid that, but somebody specifically said, hey, cut to Trevor Lawrence. He's picking his nose on the bench as Patrick Mahomes is about to score and take the lead with less than 2 minutes left. Let's see if it happens here. First and goal. Kareem Hunt down to the one. They're going to score, but they want to eat clock. They want to kill some time here. What's the timeout? They both have all three timeouts. Anyway, we got to get to the next break, but I started talking a little hockey. Of course, we can talk basketball. I think the pressure that is on the New York Knicks, they have to win the whole thing. I don't think they will, but they have to carry this entire city on their back from opening night to the finals, and they've got to stay healthy. Everything is riding for New York and New York sports on the back of the New York Knicks. So in this last hour, open mic time, we will open it up to all conversation around the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball postseason playoffs, and everything else in the wide world of sports. Keith McPherson on the Fan, going to the next break and update right now.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.